From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This past Thursday, the National Football League exploded into a new season here in Washington with fireworks, a free Britney Spears concert, and a massive party on the National Mall. Oh yeah, they also played a football game. The Washington Redskins topped the New York Jets 16-13. And if the pigskin's being punted, that means Weekend Edition football analyst Tim Green is here to give us the inside information. Hi, Tim. Welcome back.
Hi, Leanne. Great to be back. Can you believe it?
Oh,
it was this fast, huh?
It did go by very, very fast. Let's talk about what happened. The Jets actually looked a little lost Thursday night. They didn't have last year's starting quarterback, Chad Pennington. He was injured in the preseason. Your old team, the Atlanta Falcons, also lost their franchise quarterback, Michael Vick. Now, these are teams that were both in the playoffs last season. How serious is the situation now for Atlanta and New York?
Dire, Leanne, because when you think about it, there is parity in the league, and the margin between success and failure is so small that to lose your starting quarterback, especially a guy like Pennington and a guy like Mike Vick, that could be the difference between, you know, winning, losing, and the difference between making the playoffs and not.
No discussion of the new football season would be complete without at least a conversation about the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they never seem to be without their star power. They released the NFL's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, but then they hired two-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Parcells. Now, this is a guy who's made his career taking horrible programs and turning them into winners. And Dallas has had three straight losing seasons. Can Bill Parcells turn it around for them?
Absolutely. Bill Parcells is just an amazing motivator. He's an amazing strategist. I don't think he'll be able to do it this season because the Cowboys have made too many personnel mistakes over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. But Parcells can turn that around eventually. And then I think just the added cachet that he brings and the motivation that he brings and the strategic advantage he brings with, again, parity in the league, I think you'll see the Cowboys in the playoffs next year. Not this year, but next.
There's a few marquee games scheduled for the first week of the NFL season. The teams that met in January's conference championships will meet up again. Tell us about Tampa Bay at Philadelphia and Oakland at Tennessee.
Well, everyone thinks it's incredibly hard to repeat, and Tampa Bay won the whole thing last year. I don't know if they can do it again, but they should be better this year than they were last year just because of what they've got on offense. And they won their early games, Leanne, mostly on defense. Well, as the season progressed, their quarterback, Brad Johnson, really started to put together some fine performances. I think he's really got that offense down, and I could see Tampa Bay being a much more complete team. Now, the Eagles on the other side of the ball, they should have an excellent team this year also. They've got Donovan McNabb, another great quarterback who can run and throw. I think they'll be better offensively just because McNabb's back and he's healthy, but I think the Eagles may struggle a little bit because they lost Hugh Douglas, who was really a force in there in the middle of their defensive line. Tennessee is going to be my pick to win the AFC, and I can't justify why on paper. I mean, on paper, this is a 500 ball club. It's an average ball club, but it's the head coach, Jeff Fisher, that really impresses me. He's got a great relationship, great respect from these players, and they all kind of come together as a family, and I just think that teamwork is going to give them the edge. With the Raiders, is this the year the age finally shows? I mean, you've got Jerry Rice, Tim Brown at receiver positions. You've got Rich Gannon at quarterback, Charlie Garner, their runner. They've all got gray hair. I think this is the year they just do become too old. But then again, maybe that's just because I'm turning 40 this year and I'm jealous.
No way you're turning 40 this year.
And I've got the gray hairs to prove it, too.
Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Sports and for Weekend Edition. He also writes books. His latest novel is called The Fifth Angel. He joined us from WDET in Detroit, where he's calling today's Lions-Cardinals game for Fox. Tim, it's great to talk to you again.
Great talking to you, Leanne.